78 people dead. My, oh, my. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The violence is unbelievable in Egypt. You got the military and you have the current government against the backers of Mohamed Morsi, who, as you all know, I think it was a coup. He was booted out. Of course, that's an argument they're having in the United States on the Hill when they're in session. It's about whether or not to pay Egypt that $1.5 billion. But you had a TV news cameraman who was killed. You had a CNN crew in Egypt that had to hit the deck several times because guns were fired right in their direction. You had a police truck pushed right off of a bridge. It was crazy what was happening. A complete war zone. Complete. And then there was all kinds of stories about people trying to get in touch with other people, texting them, only to find out that they were killed. So here we go. Egypt, in 1 year, what has happened to this country? We back Morsi. Morsi gets in. Then he's ousted. And look what has happened. There has been a month-long state of emergency. 1,400 people in Egypt have been wounded, maimed. All kinds of things have happened to them. Violence in every corner. You don't just know when it's going to erupt. It is a flat-out open war. That's what it is. So where are we in this? Morsi backers say they came under assault by the government. And the protesters say they were being aggressive. So what are we doing? Of course, urging restraint, saying stop killing each other. But what good is that doing? It's craziness. It is a bloody war zone. And why do we care? Because we still are making decisions about the Middle East and in particular about Egypt. And what are we doing? Are we dumping money into a country that is mass chaos, full-on chaos? He was booted in a coup. It's deplorable what's happening. You know, you think about this. Mubarak was a thug in the sense that he took money, pocketed it, and his family did well. But they didn't have any problems under Mubarak. How long was his reign? 4 decades. Now, the government has been nothing but topsy-turvy. And even the media. Used to be they didn't touch you when you were in the media. Now, they'll chop your head off. Who knows what'll happen? International aid, in this case, is not a good idea. Restraint is the best course. And this is something that Ron Paul, when he was running for president on the Republican side, said over and over again, and look what's happened now in Egypt. Look what's happening to the civilians there. They're getting out. This is ongoing violence by Muslim Brotherhood supporters and the government's crackdown on that group. And the government just, which is all over the map, there is no official government, just deciding what they're going to do. So the European Union steps in. Their top diplomat, for what it's worth, says, I love it when people jump in front of microphones and say to the people of Egypt, Security forces, you need to exercise restraint. The interim government has to end the state of emergency as soon as possible to allow the resumption of normal life. Are you kidding? They don't care. They're not paying attention. It's as if this is thousands of years ago, and they're fighting over food. I think it's going to get worse. Now, next month, there was supposed to be a military training exercise with Egyptian forces, meaning United States and Egyptian forces were supposed to do that. Oh, this has got to be canceled. They're considering it? Are you kidding? They need to cancel it now. And then you have Secretary of State John Kerry, who's saying this runs counter to Egyptian aspirations for peace, inclusion, and genuine democracy. Well, what Egyptians are saying they want that? This is the problem. You have the clash created because of instability. It's an economic disaster of epic proportions. Egypt was not this way 2, 3, 4 years ago. You have massive unemployment there. And yet we wrestle with, should we send our troops in to have that military exercise? Should we do that? Should we give $1.5 billion to a non-government? And there's snipers. The Muslim Brotherhood, which is Morsi's party, which is what I was critical about before on the air, saying, listen, the Muslim Brotherhood, they're thugs in the name of Islam. There may be a few that are okay, but look under the hood, for goodness sake. How are we even backing Mohamed Morsi? We back him, he's booted, and look what's happened. Gunfire. Snipers. The Muslim Brotherhood has snipers all over the place. And sadly, I mentioned that there was a cameraman that was killed. This was a guy who worked for Sky News from the UK for 15 years and for CNN before that. Killed. Why? Wrong place, wrong time. There was also a Reuters photojournalist who was shot and wounded. It's craziness. This, my friends, is why you have to be very careful, one, as to who you back when you're the United States, and two, who you're giving money to. This is supposed to be the Arab Spring? Bullets instead of ballots in Egypt, and not just in Egypt? Look at Syria. Look at what happened in Tunisia. Look at what happened in Libya. It's a mad, mad Middle East. Now, I ask you, when the lawmakers come back and they're on the hill after burgers and bistros and beaches and getting their 5 weeks off, and they talk about Egypt, do you think they're going to vote to give that $1.5 billion to Egypt? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You can weigh in whenever you want to, looking for your 2 cents anytime here on America Tonight. We're booting it to the other side. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. A big shout out to Big Al listening to us in Vermont, and also Jake in Austin, Texas, and the rest of you as well. Keep them coming, americatonight.net. That's where you can email us, and the mailbox is overflowing. All right, this is one of my favorite segments we do on this show. Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo, the marketing chef. He is a professional speaker and a positioning, branding, and messaging strategist. Andrew, have you seen what is happening in Egypt? My goodness, and we want to give these people $1.5 billion that has to be absolutely insane on our part. I already mentioned that I think what you have to believe, what you have to think is once the lawmakers get back in place, go back to the Hill after the vacation, that they will think about this twice and realize that Morsi, that was a coup, because nobody wants to call it a coup, realize it's a coup. And then from there, just in no way, shape, or form, vote for funding Egypt, that $1.5 billion that we've been giving them for so long. I mean, just absolutely crazy. All right, apparently we lost Andrew, so that's okay. If we can get him back on, we'll snap him up. And otherwise, we are talking about what I started talking about as far as Egypt is concerned when we first jumped on the air, that it would be just absolutely crazy, ridiculous to think that we should dump the money in that direction. And as even my pal Jack Down Under says, Egypt is a great example, he agrees with me, of why international aid is such a bad idea. You know, you want to help people, and America does that, and we know that we're a lucky country, a wealthy country in many ways with generous people, and we want to be able to contribute. We want to be able to help people who are in need. But for goodness sake, we don't want to back a country that's in flux. One where they're killing each other, killing news people, and you don't know from day to day ultimately what's going to happen. The one thing we do know is that there is massive chaos in Egypt as the security forces, you know, are moving in. And where this heads, we still, you know, we still don't know. All right, so we gave a brilliant introduction to my pal Andrew Szabo, Peel Back the Onion. And Andrew, I was talking about the fact that look what's happened in Egypt. You and I have been talking about this all along. Mohamed Morsi, let's just call it what it is. It was a coup. Let's not give the $1.5 billion. It's massive chaos there. It's very sad for the people. My advice is get out while the getting's good. What do you think of what we're seeing?
Well, yeah, I would say that the going is not good at all, and I think it's a massive failure in our policy. We're not sending the right message. Egypt has been one of our strongest allies, and if you look at the whole Middle East situation, Egypt has really since Carter has been a stabilizing force in the Middle East. It's like a linchpin that has held that powder keg together and not let it explode. With the chaos in Egypt, I think this is the beginning of some really bad things happening in the Middle East, which will go far beyond Egypt. We've already seen some elements of that, obviously, with what's been going on with Syria, but with the breakdown in Egypt, it's an awful situation. And we have no, unfortunately, our policy of appeasement and just standing back and watching while the rest of the world is falling apart doesn't work. So we really have no influence. I really don't think we can do much.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. That's the big problem. You know, you think about this. Now they're having these peace talks between the Israelis and the Palestinians. They started up on Wednesday night in Jerusalem. And this is 3 years after the last negotiations were stalled because of the obvious, the big issue, the tug of war over settlements in the West Bank, the disputed territory. So we know this, too. Every president in the past 50 years, Andrew, has tried to broker peace in the Middle East. And you have these great shots of shaking hands and smiles, but the attempts always fail. Do you think there's any shot of it this time around?
Well, the problem now is that, John Kerry, Secretary of State John Kerry, you know, he called the event deplorable, a real blow to reconciliation efforts. And I think nobody's really listening to us anymore because we have shown that we are weak. We don't stand up to terrorism. We don't stand up to anarchy. And therefore, we're really, it's fine that we're trumpeting like that, but we don't really have any influence anymore. So, what's left at this point in time? I think we're going to have a state of anarchy, honestly, in Egypt for a period, which means that therefore the peace talks between Palestine and Israel will just get stalled again, and we're not in a position to broker anything because we've lost our influence. We're no longer diplomatically a power to be listened to or reckoned with.
Yeah, and this is the continuing theme that you and I keep talking about. And with that in mind, and I know it's down the road, and, you know, here we are, 2013, but before you know it, we'll be talking about what's going to happen the next time around in a presidential race in 2016. I'll tell you, this is the time where I think Republicans have to get their act together, because here's an area where they can swoop in and really try to hit the Democrats hard with what's happened with the Obama administration as far as foreign policy is concerned and our influence. Is that a play that you're a strategist? Is that a play that you would use if you were giving your thoughts to the Republican Party?
But I would put a caveat. So we have to, I think a lot of people in America, not the people listening to your show, but most people don't understand what really goes on in the Middle East, and they don't understand why we're involved. I think that the case was different 30, 40 years ago. I think people understood a little better, but now the media is looking for the next, you know, next scandal, the next you know, what's going on with the celebrities. So people, I think you've got a whole generation, maybe even two generations, that understand very little about geopolitics. So, yes, the Republicans can jump on this strategically in their messaging, but they have to do it in a way that you break it down and you make it simple. And why is it important for the United States to be involved in something like this? Why does it matter? Why does our opinion even matter? And I think for a lot of people right now, they don't. They're seeing the stuff going on in Egypt. They're saying it's horrible. But what do I care? You know? I mean, I'm looking for a job. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Why and how does it affect me? I think the messaging has got to be very clear that destabilization in the Middle East does damage American interests. It does destabilize the world. And there's some other political, religious aspects that also come into play that, again, people don't understand. But the Republican message has got to be simple.
I agree with you. That's definitely what you have to do because most people aren't paying attention to it. Andrew Szabo, always a pleasure. We'll do it again next week, peeling back the onion. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate. Always a delight.
Absolutely. And he's completely right. We've talked about this before with Andrew on the religious side of things when you think of the Middle East, too. And obviously the big problem, and what I keep saying when you talk about international aid, what you have to be careful with is who you are backing. For everything that has been said about Mubarak and his regime, look at how, you know, unfortunately, look at how steady Egypt was, and Andrew pointed to that fact. That is what he called the linchpin, and that's why Israel is so upset, because there's Egypt bordering, and they didn't have to worry about Egypt. They weren't as concerned about Egypt, and now Egypt, in this chaotic situation that it's in, is very, very disconcerting, and that's a gentle word that I am using there. I'm sure that Benjamin Netanyahu is going berserk behind the scenes. Netanyahu believes Israel is the front line of a clash of civilizations already. He sees the dark clouds. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do the thing till you call for more. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my feel.
All right, we're back at it. Swinging for the fences here on America Tonight. Hope you're all doing well. A couple of big things, including no clowning around. The masked Obama rodeo clown has been asked to perform in Texas. The Republican congressman invited the controversial clown down to the Lone Star State. I'm not kidding. I'll give you the details on that. I think it's pretty funny. And this is not a laughing matter, but whistleblower Bradley Manning, Julian Assange, I think, led him right into the mousetrap. But regardless, Bradley Manning apologized today. He said, "I'm sorry that I hurt the United States in court. We know some people that were in court. They're going to come on with us in the upcoming days to talk about Manning." Just 25. He faces up to 50 to 60 to 90 years in prison after being convicted on July 30th on 20 charges in the biggest release of any classified files in our history. So he apologized in court, said he was sorry, said, "Now listen, here's what he said. I'm going to give you the whole thing. I'm sorry for the unintended consequences of my actions. When I made these decisions, I believed I was going to help people, not hurt people. The last few years have been a learning experience." Manning says he understood what he was doing and the decisions he made, but he says he didn't believe at the time that leaking the information would cause any kind of harm. Remember, this was an Army intelligence analyst, and he had access. Here we go with the access to hundreds of thousands of documents that he turned over to WikiLeaks. He was convicted of all the charges I mentioned, you know, 20 charges, espionage, classified information. You can't release classified information and think, no matter what we think, and think that you're not going to pay the price behind bars somewhere. disobeying orders, because this is military, that's huge. Leaking intelligence, that's huge. Knowing it would be accessible to the enemy, huge. He's not going to get a light sentence. And some people think that Manning shouldn't get anything. But you have to say to yourself again, the information that came out, what did we learn? You could say, wow, this is nasty. This is a nasty bit of business that was going on. It's wrong. I don't like what was happening in this with the State Department and what was going on. I don't like it. Of course, you'd have to read between the lines of what was redacted, but the bottom line is this. He's in the military. He's in the Army. He disobeyed orders. I mean, that's anyone who's in the military, you understand that. That's why it works, whether it's right, wrong, whatever. So I don't see Big Mercy coming this way. And he said, here's the thing he said. I think he was really trying to persuade the judge to issue a lighter sentence. And, you know, who knows, maybe the sentence won't be 90 years. Maybe it'll be less than that. So he said, I should have worked more aggressively inside the system. Unfortunately, I can't go back and change things. He's in his dress uniform, in his glasses that you see him with, his hair in a crew cut. And he wasn't reading from any notes or anything when he said that. He said, I understand I must pay a price for my decisions. This is the most lengthy public statement that we've seen in a very long time. And he says, he hopes to be a positive influence for his family, attend college, and be a better person. Now, he's pretty much been silent since he was found guilty of the espionage for funneling those documents to Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. And he hasn't spoken in court since the trial started on June 3rd. So one of the charges that would have definitely, he would have been toast for life, would have been charges of aiding the enemy. He was not convicted on that, but he was convicted on all the other stuff. The judge ruled last week that several of the charges were duplicates, so that decreased the maximum sentence from 136 down to 90. But his family's just ripped apart. There he was in court, and his sister testified. She's pretty emotional. And said that, you know, he had this troubled upbringing and that it's unbelievable that he became one of the world's most infamous leakers. She said how she would wake up in the middle of the night to feed her brother while the parents were passed out from being drunks, from drinking. And that she had to drive the mother to the emergency room after she tried to kill herself inhaling Valium. And that Manning was in the back seat with her to keep her awake and alive. And all the things that they went through. That they had to be with their mother because she threatened to kill herself if she was ever left alone for 2 years after that. Now, a military psychiatrist testified that Manning showed signs of behavioral disorders that got worse when he felt stress. And during the deployment in Iraq, he was considering whether to live as a woman. So he was messed up in all kinds of ways. He wanted to become a woman. He thought about that. The psychiatrist also said that it was clear from the troubled childhood that he had a troubled childhood with alcoholic parents and he was neglected. And in basic training, he had tantrum fits of rage. And it got worse with stress. And then there was an incident in Iraq and April 2010, when he was curled in a ball, clutching a knife, and lashed out, striking another soldier. Yeah, see, this is the thing. They said he showed signs of narcissistic behavior, borderline personality disorder, and obsessive compulsion. This is what the commanders are saying. Why was he still in the Army? Gender confused, borderline personality, took a knife, tried to cut somebody, did cut them, and was lashing out in tantrums, fits of rage. Well, we need soldiers that badly that, oh, sorry, you're going to have to stay. So, and then even they go on to make it worse and say, because he wanted to become a woman, or really had thoughts of that, that he was in a hyper-masculine environment and he didn't have any support because he told them about gender identity issues. Are you kidding? Well, of course. What do you think is going to happen? Even in cross-examination, the prosecutors tried to show that Manning isolated himself, snubbed overtures from other soldiers, referred to online chats in which Manning called other soldiers ignorant rednecks. So he was ostracized, and he was never on the inside. And then he said on top of it all that he was disillusioned by an American foreign policy that was bent on killing and capturing people when he released the documents, including all the battlefield stuff, because he had all the battlefield reports. So he faced a general court-martial that entitles him to an automatic appeal to the Army Court of Criminal Appeals. That could take place within about 6 months of his sentencing. It seems automatic that he would make that appeal, no matter what they come down with. Remember at the hearing in February, he read 35 pages of remarks where he offered up explanation for the leaks. That's what he did. This time it was different. This time it was more off the cuff. Wow. Troubling, to say the least. How much will his sentence be reduced? And is Manning more the victim than, you know, is he more being victimized and more a victim than anything else in this whole thing? I think in many ways he's a victim of being naive. Because I do not believe, when he thought he was doing the right thing, he was upset by what the military was doing, and he released the massive documents. He didn't think about the consequences, and he was pushed off the ledge, I believe, by the WikiLeaks people. And I do. I think that they coerced him, because, of course, they want to release secret information to tell people, hey, while you were sleeping, did you know this was going on? And it's good to know some of the information. Like, for example, what we know now about the NSA, and that's because of Ed Snowden, right? But at the same time, this is a guy, military, didn't go in any of those other directions that he could have taken the information. But can you really take that information up to another level and think that somebody's going to do something about it? If he took classified documents, poured through them, and went to a commander and said, "Ooh, I'm troubled by the things I see on these battlefield reports," what do you think the commander would say to Bradley Manning? It's like Ed Snowden. What do you think they're going to say to a contractor who's working with the NSA, poring over secret documents, saying, "Well, I'm troubled by what I see here. I think everybody needs to know. Will you help me release this? I think everybody needs to know what you're really doing and that you are combing through their emails, whether it's one in a million or not." They'd be shut down in a second. And this goes to that, the yin and the yang of whistleblower, traitor, hero, idiot, naive. You know, there's just, it is this whole labeling thing that is so bizarre with Bradley Manning and again with Ed Snowden. Lots of people say, listen, these guys are heroes, period. We wouldn't know what we know today if it weren't for them taking serious, serious chances. All right, you can always weigh in, 855-266-5283. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. Oh, my, that's coming up.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fem and super male plex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survival Prepper Expo, August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below-ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffitt of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
I want to throw in before we go to dumb things here on America Tonight with me, Kate D. This one from John S. says, listen, Kate, do you know, and you are a fan of the Declaration of Independence. I've heard you talk about your trips and whatnot and where you grew up. Do you know that the Declaration of Independence signers were traitors? That's what they were called. How about Manning, Snowden, and Assange as being three people who are more heroistic than anything else? And they don't care about their personal rights. They care about liberties for other people. If we want a transparent government, we're only going to get it with people like this. Well, here's the thing. We do say we want transparency in government. We do not like currently the system we have of, what, 15 laws so far in this session, and the constant back and forth of nothingness. And we do not want, or at least I do not want, a militaristic government. Of course not. We defend the Constitution. And do we want the government to strong arm us? No, we don't want the government to strong arm us. It is a thin line that we walk down. But at the same time, let's just take the Manning thing. You have to play, I have to play devil's advocate on this one. The thing with Manning is this, and I said this about the military. If you had everybody in the military doing that, oh, did you see what just happened? Well, we're going to reveal this. This is not comfortable. I don't like that the drone was off. And this is more collateral damage. And sure, it's going to get reported, but I want to show the pictures of what I just got, because this is wrong. So isn't this information the people need to know since they're the taxpayers? And aren't they paying for all of this? So let's release all this information. I think you have to expose the government for what it is on so many levels. And we know it. I mean, we know there are things that would blow the minds of most people if they realize some of the things that are happening. But the thing about it is, when you go in the military, let's just take Manning. I'm just going to take Manning for a second here. And if you take Manning and you look at what his job was, and in other words, what he was entrusted, let's say, to do, we'll just say that way. Could we have, as I just described, people not following orders? You know, if he's not following, here's the thing. If he wasn't, if he didn't want to do the orders, then couldn't he have disobeyed the orders? And if he doesn't want to follow it, then go to a superior and say something about it? But the problem is, you have the uniform, and you are disgracing the uniform, and this is part of the oath, this is part of what you take. So maybe there is something to, you got to go to a superior. You have to do it. Now, as I said, there are people saying that he should get the Nobel Prize. There are people that say he should be hailed as a hero. You do know that people have lost their lives, a few, we don't know all the details, because their names were revealed in the documents that were released, right? But there is a group. In fact, we've had them on this show. Norm Solomon, the co-founder of Roots Action, who says there is a cloud hanging over the Nobel Peace Committee. He's coming on with us either later this week or the beginning of next week. And the group has collected 100,000 signatures urging the Nobel Committee to give the Peace Prize to Bradley Manning, a soldier convicted of leaking classified government files, saying that it would help repair the damage to the reputation of the Nobel Prize after they chose President Barack Obama for the Peace Prize in 2009, only a few months in his first term in office. And then he turned around and, of course, we saw what happened in the Middle East. So they're pushing for this. He says, Solomon on our show said this, that the disclosures shortened the U.S. military involvement in Iraq, made it more difficult for the country to engage in conflict, and that it makes sense because of what he did. Now, what he took was 700,000 battlefield videos, cables, other secret documents, and then, just so you know, to be clear, and that's what he gave to WikiLeaks. Wouldn't that be interesting? We put him away for, let's say we put him away for 50 years, and he wins the Nobel Prize. Oh, this is the world we live in. What's the right thing to do? What's the right thing to do? Now, Jack says there is no legal requirement to follow an illegal order, even in the military, which then you could disobey the orders, what you could do. If you didn't want it, but here's the thing, he took the information, nobody told him to do any of the things, he wasn't part of what was in the information. He took the information, stole the information, the videos, the whole thing, and released them. He wasn't part of that. He was troubled by what he heard, but he wasn't in the middle of that. He didn't take photos and things from what he had done. It was information he had. So he took the documents, and we're back to that. He took the documents. I know we're not done with this. Please send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. And you can pump in the calls if you want to, anytime. Throw in your 2 cents. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right. Hate the government. are concerned about our liberties, whatever label you throw yourself into, whatever group, it's all good. 855-266-5283. I want to get to this before we skedaddle from this hour. Here is another edition of Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand.
Yes. Have you ever sawed off your finger? It's easy to do. How many times have I hammered something in and ended up hitting my thumb? Even though I was so positive I wouldn't do that. All right, my dumb thing that I shouldn't have done. Manuals. How many manuals do you get with stuff when you shop about how to install something? I hate manuals. I do. Every manual I get has, you know, 50 pages of gobbledygook, touch this and do this and then try this. And it's always in Spanish and French. And then I fumble around looking for English. Can any of you relate to that? And in the end, I just figured it out myself. So I have this iPad thing and I just forget it. I don't even want to look at the manual. I can't stand to look at the manual. It's so confusing. So dumb things I shouldn't have done. I plugged in the wrong thing to the iPad and I blew it up, in a sense. In a sense, there's like nothing there but a black screen. So what it means is, that means I have to go to the Genius Bar and they have to fix it for me, is, Nathan, I can't read manuals. And you have to read the manual sometimes.
It's a different language. It really is.
It is. I admire any man out there that can read a manual, really understand it, and then put something together and follow the directions. It's the lack of time and patience that get me every single time. Now, we did get two really good ones from our mailbag on dumb things, too. This one from Mr. Amazon. Mr. Amazon says, hey, I hope my name gave you a clue. Kate, here's what I did. I got myself in a situation where I was cleaning gutters by myself, got on a ladder, got up onto the roof, and the ladder fell. Oh, that's not good. Then I thought I would be okay by jumping down. I jumped down, and I broke my ankle. That's not good. First of all, the whole ladder thing, if you're up high on a house, you don't want to be on that ladder by your... You need someone there,
ladders,
right?
Ladders are cheating. Ladders are cheating anyway.
Yeah, but they shake and they fall over, no matter how they seem sturdy. Then sometimes that's what happens. You kick it over accidentally or it falls over, and people fall off them and get hurt really badly. I think that's pretty dumb, just like me with the manual thing, not reading and then plugging in the wrong thing. If you did anything stupid and you want to admit to it, send it to me at americatonight.net.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.